Hey, Mr. Grimes.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, I am good. Been busy as hell. How about you?
Oh yeah, man, been doing great. Just getting it in and trying to find some hoes.
You excited about doing the show at the Jerk Shack?
I am so pumped and excited, thrilled even. My goodness. September 28th at the Jerk Shack on Panama City Beach. Y'all, I've got my stand-up comedy hypnosis extravaganza show. We're going to do some rapid transformational therapy and give them folks a good time.
Wow.
Sounds awesome, man. I'm very excited for y'all, man. I
It's been
know
a long time coming.
yes. And I think December 7th I'll be out there with y'all, so that'll be rock on, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, man. Bringing it to them.
I know Jeremy Bailey now. He's doing big things, man, getting this show started.
Yeah, all of a sudden, out of the blue, it's got a presence, and I'm liking how the graphics are coming out too.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I know I've heard the buzz, and
Gotcha.
just knowing I'll be there December 7th on that stage, dude, I'm so excited. I'm stoked, man.
It should be pretty grand. Oh,
Cool.
oh yeah. Is there now? Is there food at this venue?
At the Jerk Shack? Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Jamaican, yeah, right?
So it's spicy as all get out. I could handle that.
Oh yeah, and it's got hot women, In the back room, it's the jerk room, not the jerk shack.
Jerk with an E, right? Yeah.
It don't matter as long as it flutters.
That's right.
Tyler,
That's right. That's where we're at. Okay.
what's up, man? You got Hud's Bar and Grill in Macon, Georgia, September the 20th. You're going to be hosting an actual Black Sheep Superstars talent search, man. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, man. September 20th, 9 p.m. at Hud's Bar and Grill on Gray Highway. It's gonna be a great time. Hopefully, comedians. It's really great to see it grow over these last few months, and it's really gonna be great, And if it doesn't go well, I'll just whip out my dick.
Get a laugh.
That did a laughing for sure.
Oh my God. Keeping that in the back pocket. Oh my God.
Yeah, keep that in the back pocket. Tuck it under, tuck it under. No.
Cut and roll. Cut and roll.
Tuck it.
Oh my God.
But no, it's gonna be good times, man. I'm excited about the new studio we're putting in Macon. I'll be there a lot more to kind of hang out with you and Tall Trey Comedy and Shaky and all of our Atlanta boys. Dude, I'm excited.
Oh,
speaking of, I got the punchline the 22nd on Sunday. I get a 4-minute spot there, and the 27th, I start the first of hopefully many comedy shows at Rigby's on 96. So y'all come out and support that so we can get some local comedy going.
oh, dude, when I get moved in and everything's settled, I swear to you, we're gonna have us a good time.
Yes, sir.
Just like that. That's all you need to know on air. We're gonna have us a good time.
That's right. That's right. The man in the moon done fawned in. Oh my goodness. What's all this on the Gulf Coast, y'all? I'm so about this comedy. I don't want to call it an upheaval. It's kind of like a simmer, not quite a rolling boil, but as it gets as it builds momentum, I think the following's really responding well. And they're starting to pay for comedy, even in like small towns that don't have comedy.
That's right. And I think that I know Jeremy enough that when it comes to what he's fixing to roll out for everybody, he's got that drive, man. And he's gonna have shows. I mean, it's gonna be a big when everything comes together. We got Reverend Bob Levy. He is our mentor. We have Derek Mayer at 98 Comedy Guild. We've got myself and a few others with Black Sheep Superstars. When we all get together, man, it's going to click. And we're going to have shows from all up and down the East Coast. And that's what I'm looking forward to, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know Jeremy. He's going to get out there and he's going to hustle it up. And next thing I know, I'm going to be in like Podunk somewhere. And it's going to be awesome because they love comedy.
That's right. And crabs. Comedy and crabs.
Well, that's, yeah. Well,
shaved properly, you don't worry about that.
I've had so many crabs down here in Panama City Beach. I'm kind of immune to them now.
Oh, man. It's my body. It's my choice. Okay.
It really is. The shampoo stings like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it can get it in your eyeball.
It burns like, oh, my God. Have you got it, like, right there on your taint? I mean, it, like, burns a hole in your ass, and you ain't got a hole.
Rinse and repeat. That's all I got for you. Oh, Lord.
I'm saying.
I don't think that's soap. I think that's hippies.
Yeah, I'll stick to burning myself on the stove. Thank you.
I went to clean it up real good. One of them springtime scented toilet tissue moisture wipes. Man, it wasn't good. It wasn't good, man. As soon as it hit that tank, it was like, oh, Lord Jesus.
It's a fire.
Oh, my goodness. You know, lizards eat their skin after they shed it to conserve on their protein. I don't know if that applies.
I thought everybody did that. I do. I mean, you peel a layer off your foot. I mean, that's like filet mignon right there, man.
For the anxiety ridden, that's right. Oh, my goodness.
Everybody understands how well these burns are hitting. I got second-degree burns 2 weeks ago trying to cook, and I'm still wearing a space glove.
We need to just go ahead and get you married up or something, man. You don't need to be cooking. You don't.
Yeah, apparently I don't need to use the stove at all.
Guys, did you hear Eddie Money died?
Yes, I did. That's very sad. Very sad.
I guess in the end he only needed one ticket.
Look, I'm with you. I'm trying not to hog all the laughing time. You know?
Oh,
Lord.
Eddie Money cashed in his ticket.
Yes, he did.
he only needed one, though.
You don't know. Somebody with him.
Maybe.
He was expected.
Wow, that got dark.
I'm sorry. I just want to know who took him home.
I want Tyler to do my eulogy at my funeral.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, if only he was as funny as he was tall.
No.
I'm just teasing you.
That one's over my head.
I'm just joshing you. Where's old Georgie Porgy, man? George and Derek and, you know, Dan Luther, the last episode, I cracked on you a little bit, but this episode, I'm going to have to just give it to you raw, bro. Because you were supposed to be on here with me right now, and we're supposed to be making some jokes, and I don't know. But once you learn and you know Dan Luther, who is an awesome dude, been a comedian for like almost 13 years, I believe. Started out, hooked up with Bob Levy, and just, man, he's in promotions and all kinds of stuff. He's the reason Derek and I were actually in Philly, opening for Bob. But it's, I don't know where the hell he's at, man. I'm just worried. I think he's got him a hooker somewhere.
Well, he's happy. Top
hooker than Chris Farley had.
Yeah. Yeah, for those who don't understand that reference, the last person to see Chris Farley alive was a hooker that left him on his back, and then he drowned in his own vomit.
Yep.
But I say I pay extra. That way they'll turn me on my side because, you know, I can't lay on my
drunk. Yeah. Tips are important. They could save your life.
Yeah, I mean, no, most time when I wake up, there ain't nothing left in my wallet anyway, so.
Is that what they mean when they say a reach around?
I don't know. I didn't feel it. Yeah. Man, this weekend on the beach here in Panama City Beach has been amazing. I don't know what the hell's going on, but there are so many people here, and there are so many partiers. It's pretty damn, yeah. Yep, pretty damn fun this weekend. So if you ain't PC,
how's the water look?
Oh, the water's great, man.
Great. Great.
Yellow flag all the way. We had a purple flag the other day, had some jellyfish come through and fuck up some people, but you know.
They had it coming.
Anytime I see a purple flag, fuck that. There's something in the water.
Yeah, something menacing.
Yeah. It could be a baby shark. I don't care. I ain't messing with it, man. Where I come from, you don't mess with small dogs. You don't mess with a crazy man's wife. You just don't do stupid shit.
That's right. Oh my goodness. But yellow flag means fun. Yellow flag means moving water.
Yellow flag means just be cautious, but you know, whatever.
I mean, I think.
What about a brown flag? Does that mean someone shit in the water?
No, that means flesh-eating disease.
Same thing, huh?
You know, I think it's racist because it's a brown flag. I'm like, why can't it be a white flag? You know, I mean,
thought that was racist.
I think it depends on what flags matter.
It just depends on what area of the neighborhood you live in. Because down the street, it's white when you can, you know, everything's all good. Down here,
Live in neighborhoods with the church in it.
Yes.
Right? That's just how we live.
In a strip club down the street. I mean, we do it all.
Hell yeah.
You know, balance. Balance. It's about balance. You are enough. Okay, you are enough. Good Lord.
Oh, Juicy, next time you drive up, you got to keep an eye out. We have one strip club in our town called Strippers.
Yes, and I asked you when I came back, because we used to have like three or four around Macon, man. Now y'all got one, and it's called Strippers. So at least if it's a dumb bitch, she's going to know how to get to work. At least you'll know what to put in Google or MapQuest or whatever else you're doing. What you do for a living? Strippers. Okay. 5 blocks this way. Take a right.
But there's a billboard on the way from Florida heading north, and it said, as seen on Jerry Springer.
Shut up. They got Jerry Springer. They have Jerry Springer up there?
I don't know, but I definitely want to. Because that's just a part of our town's heritage now.
Right. We went from Otis Redden, Allman Brothers, to Strippers, to Jerry Springer Strippers. Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going to have a great time. Hey, Tyler, can you still get us that parking spot up front?
Yeah, but you just have to kind of try and walk funny like me when we roll up in there.
Oh, I walk with a limp because my nut's heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. That's why I walk funny too, but I pretend it's a handicap to get the benefits.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you.
Trey, you were saying something about me being in Byron?
Yeah, aren't you from like Byron, or are you technically make?
Hell no. No, I'm from Ohio, player.
Buckeyes.
All right.
Yeah.
First time I've ever heard the word Ohio and playa in the same sentence.
Hey, what now? Machine Gun Kelly dude from like Ohio or somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah, but we don't claim that bitch.
Still a collective group of 10 of y'all up there, are there?
Right.
No. You guys know Bone Thugs and Harmony are from Ohio.
Hell yeah. East 1999. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But you know who also lives in Ohio? Dave Chappelle.
Oh, man. Does he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw him at a gas station in Ohio. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the new special?
Of course I did.
Hell yeah.
That was funny as hell.
It needed longer.
What do y'all think about Eddie Murphy coming out with his comedy stuff on Netflix?
Chappelle just put out a special. Bill Burr just put out a special. Eddie Murphy's about to put out a special. My penis can only get so erect. This is the greatest time to be a comedian ever.
Right, man. Right.
Yeah.
Wait, man. Okay, and I hope he does a lot of his old school stuff. You know, I don't want Disney Channel Eddie Murphy. I want it raw. You know.
What did he do on Disney Channel?
Do what?
What did he do on the Disney Channel? In case I'm missing like an Eddie Murphy show I haven't seen.
Didn't he do a lot of voiceovers and things? I could be wrong. I know he did some. Come on. Shrek and that Disney.
It's Pixar. They branched off from Disney, I believe. And Disney bought him back after they were profitable.
Okay, well, that's how much I look at Disney shit, but I
like a hidden palace in a castle.
Sorry, I'm a business major. That's actually been brought up a couple times during my college career.
Really?
Subliminal messaging and the art form.
Just how splits happen, and you know, buybacks and things like that.
It's fun.
Real interesting shit, I tell you.
I think Eddie Murphy is trying to be like me. He's just trying to give it to you raw. Whether you want it or not.
Whoa, that's Cosby, not Murphy.
Exactly. I was about to correct him. Good look.
Yeah.
Can't that's be too the here.
If you rape somebody, we make fun of you. I think it's a pretty fair rule.
Hell yeah. So I went out last weekend to one of these cougar joints. I was trying to get roofie, but then ain't shit happened. Ain't shit happened. I went home. I walked my ass home all the way.
You never even had a drummer?
No, I have. Last weekend, there wasn't getting no play from these cougars, man, at all.
That's because cougars.
What? Y'all know what a drummer is, right?
Yeah, I know what a drummer is.
Is it involved meth? I think it involves meth.
It's the one problem.
No. Listen. It's when a chick takes the teeth out before she gives you a hummer.
And I hope she's humming God Bless America.
Is this why you're doing the nursing home tour, Tyler? Is that why?
Yeah.
You know it'd be in everybody's will.
Yeah.
Make a last wish.
When I fuck the old bitches, I call it a death wish.
I don't know who to feel sorry for in this joke.
You know, I give a whole new definition of the term put that pussy to sleep.
You're like the doctor. Oh my God.
Is there some men in that bucket list?
That pussy never wakes up.
Like it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Like it's tilapia on sale.
Except it's on pussy that dies.
And then she has a stroke, and then her lip like locks up sideways and shit.
Oh man, that sounds like a good time.
Tyler wants to get the girl just so he can feel the shaking.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm down to one.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh my goodness. Did you know that amnesia is the cure for anxiety? Okay. Did you know? I'm just saying, pussy is an excellent inducer of that dang old amnesia, sir.
You know what else is a great inducer of amnesia? Roofies.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my God. And handies.
And tonight's show is brought to you by Roofland.
They never confirmed any of that. Anyway.
The emails got lost.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for supporting it, for throwing down for freedom, because comedy is the greatest use of just the freedom of expression ever, in my opinion.
Hear, hear.
But anyway.
Well, I mean, our most primal need is to individuate in the presence of an other, you know, and that orgasm of your upper chakras is that laughter. And that's the human connection right there. You know, it's the tool, it's the vessel, and being gifted with that responsibility is something you should grow and nurture, you know? Like living health.
Yeah. Well, I consider three parts to comedy, right? There's the philosophy portion, which is where you bring in these little tidbits of just knowledge that have changed our lives so much, and you put it into your comedy for somebody else to discover who gets the reference, you know? Then there's, you know, the sideshow portion of it. I'm a giant freak. Tyler kind of slurs a little bit. Juicy
is a fat ass.
And you know, the third part's therapy, because I'm sorry, I've never met anybody in comedy who hadn't been through some shit.
Amen.
That's right. You know, and you gotta lead that by example. And monkey see, monkey do. If people start emulating you, then you are
No, I've seen shit I do. That's a terrible Ooh, shit. You've seen my act right now.
Is that reverse psychology? Oh, I see.
Anyway, I go out drinking with these Marines, and holy fucking shit, man. Just shots after shots after shots.
Bacon, folks. It's going to be on, man. I'm pretty, pretty stout. I am so fucking excited. But, yeah, Truett, what are you smoking on over there, brother? Oh, is that what it is? I got God's gift. I got God's gift.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
That sounds kind of gray.
I mean, come on.
Full release. We're going to edit that part out and just loop it. Just play it.
Just 45 of it.
Now for the bonus track.
Brought to you by Arby's.
Don't forget the horsey sauce.
How could you forget the horsey sauce?
Have you seen their gyros, man? Have you seen their gyros? You look at it. Just look at it, and you're going to be like, mm-mm, I can't do that. Nope. I mean, not even.
Oh, man.
Nada. Jesus. Not even a sample. See, I don't really mess with that. I'm all about the 420 and the gummy.
And the gummy.
Yeah.
Good God. Yes, that's right. Oh, turns out THC ruins your REM cycle. It's harder to get to sleep sometimes. Like, if you smoke real hard, you can just pass the fuck out. You know, it helps. But you don't get as deep into your sleep, so your body's not repairing itself like it could. You end up in a depression cycle. You know, it's not that marijuana is addictive, just that if you end up in a loop trying to medicate what you fucked up with your medication, then you're kind of shooting yourself in the dick a little bit. So just remember, THC ruins your REM cycle. It also improves every area of your life. You know, abstinence is easier. I don't care about, but like,
oh yeah, God's gift is so awesome. I don't care about my REM cycle. As long as the REM job is euphoric, we're good.
I'd be worried if I wiped well enough, or if that fart really was just supposed to be wet. Like, I'm too considerate for that.
Nah, you get you somebody. I'm telling you, get somebody spearmint scented booty wipes, man. It's like double the flavor, double the fun.
If there was ever a time,
like a York peppermint,
it'd be eating ass on my face.
Yeah, I don't recommend. I don't recommend. I don't do it because, you know, I'm tired of getting pink eye. But Yes, sir. Because that stuff has got bacterias in it that ain't good for human consumption.
That sounds like user error to me. You know, you can get E. coli from the
zest. Yeah, I just don't zest. I thought about using a grapefruit one time, but it just ain't right. It ain't right.
There's no healthy way to eat ass. I'm sorry, boys.
What do you?
Citrus abuse.
You better buy the good toilet paper. That's all I'm saying.
I use the Cottonelle. It's got those ridges. I trust that.
But Quilted Northern's got the gab.
I don't want anything called the gab near my ass. Just picky like that. My bad.
No, it's fine. And no, it's fine. It's fine. Your butt comfort is at the top of the priorities here. All right.
On our next episode.
Tippy top.
Yay. There's old George. There's old George.
Yo.
This man right here is bombing today. He's on top of the world, OG.
Oh, yeah, OG, Jeezel, coming back at you live action here from Jacksonville, Florida. It's a beautiful, sunny day.
It's nighttime.
Oh, yeah. This medical shit's pretty good, bro.
Marijuana card.
Yes, I have my card now, and I am medicated, so I'm in my right mind tonight.
And we love it. We love it.
Can I just say the fact that the medical marijuana card is not the green card was a complete waste of a card color.
You got a point there. It really was.
So it's light blue. And when I asked why light blue and not green, the dude really looks at me and says, because the sky is blue. I shook my head and said, man, I can't even deal with y'all today.
At one with nature. At one.
That's the way to live, man.
Oh, y'all. You're crazy.
But, George, I was telling them about the, we got us finally a studio. It'll be in Macon, Georgia. And, we're going to hook up some stuff, man.
Fuck yeah, bro. That's awesome.
The radio show will be filmed out of it. So if y'all are in the area, you are more than welcome to stop in and be on the show.
I'm going to make all kinds of just show up appearances.
Or you come the 27th, we're going to be at Rigby's performing together.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Kill.
Yes. Oh, man. It's
line up for Rigby's on the 27th.
Say again.
Who do you have for the 27th?
I have myself hosting. George is going to be there. There's also Lance Burson. If you have not heard this man, He is phenomenal. And for those of us that do booking, he's also always on time, punctual, well-rehearsed, and hits his time markers beautifully.
What?
There ain't nobody out there can do all that shit.
Oh, man, I got a new archenemy.
You can't trick him. He lives with four women.
Oh, hell.
Hung like a Disney princess.
Okay, all right.
It's gonna be all okay. Right. We're gonna get through this.
I can't wait.
Everything. We'll totally get through this.
I need a meal, not a snack. Come on now.
Oh my God, Ruben. Room.
Hey, man. Hey, today was a good day. I got the George Mobile all fucking pimped out now. I got me a couple 15s put in it. I got me some loud, obnoxious-ass speakers. So now whenever I come to your city and in your town, I can annoy the shit out of you, too.
Wreck them. Absolutely.
And all those Dollar Generals around Jacksonville that got robbed today, we do apologize, and we don't know who did it. But, hey, congratulations, no. George.
Hey, come on now. My daughter was there, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, she knew right where I was at the whole time, and I don't know what the hell you're talking about with all that nonsense.
I wore
my. Isn't that right, baby? Daddy was here with you the whole time, right?
Yeah, Daddy, you was with me the whole time. You're a good father, and you would never, ever rob a Dollar General. I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too. God damn it, sweetheart. These guys.
Is she still, stealing your cigarettes, man? Are you still having a problem with her taking your Marlboro Reds?
God damn right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can take a girl. You can take her out of Middleburg, but you can't take the Middleburg out the girl. Now I'm telling you that.
She is a sweet little
husband. You're so sweet to me. I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, princess. Now get your ass in there. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that, fellas.
Mama here lately, because I'm getting the sense that somebody doesn't feel like he's enough right now. I don't think you need to put on so many. You don't need that many hats, sir. You got one head, and it is worth it. Okay, so don't go to this place.
I don't know what that means, but he sounds like, come on now.
True, you sound so high, you don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what he's talking about. He sounds like the alien off of American Dad.
True.
Well, as fair as that is, sir. shape shifting, see through, slinging, dangle.
I hear what you're talking about. I understand. Thank you.
See, and we're healing. We're healing. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
It's that human contact, baby doll.
Hug it out. Hug it out.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Shake it a little bit.
I'm glad it's a radio show.
Right.
Amen.
Everybody's
good Lord.
Heading over here.
Oh man. So yeah, recap. Yeah. The Jerk Shack is getting its big old kickoff here happening. And all that, come get your jerk. Your jerk Jamaican.
We love the Jerk Shack. I was just in there the other day. Bought me some jerkins. Oh, that's so damn good.
Come see some jerks. Jamaican, you smile. Come one, come all.
That's good advertising.
Oh, and a Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. September 28th, the... the Hypnosis Comedy Spectacular Show.
Ooh, what a name.
Some comedians out of Pensacola, Florida, and one out of Mobile as well, Jade Green. He's hilarious. Okay. Ex-lifestyle coach.
Hell yeah.
turned healer.
Lifestyle coach.
What? Lifestyle coach turned healer.
Huh. What kind of lifestyle? Is it like a swinger lifestyle? I mean, I'm going to get some cootie-coo with this or what?
I think his dad was a wrestler. I think that's what that's about.
Yeah, I don't want to wrestle with his dad.
Yeah, no.
I'll let his mom wrestle with a bald-headed champ. You know what I mean?
That's right. Oh, God. That's right. But, yeah, and myself, Truett S. Beasley III, will be bringing some rapid transformational therapy to the seashore. All right, dang old Gulf of Mexico. All that red clay and blood in the water.
Hell yeah.
The flag and come see
all me. Right.
And we got, like I said earlier, Tyler is hosting the Black Sheep Superstars talent search at HUD's Bar and Grill in Macon, Georgia. And I believe George has got something huge going on. And I've been wanting to say something and do some stuff, but I'm not. I'm going to let George blow it up because I've seen the pictures. I've seen the videos. George, man, you never cease to amaze me, brother.
Wow, guys. October 25th. Black Sheep Superstars is taking over Jacksonville, Florida. With a little help with a friend of ours, of course. Bob, the maniac, the one and only, the Reverend Bob Levy. Jesus Christ, it's going to be an awesome show. We're going to have the pre-show extravaganza. We're going to have nothing but fucking Black Sheep Superstars in the whole fucking pre-show. Then if that's not enough, you're going to have me hosting for Bob fucking Levy. That's right, Bob Levy. October 25th, we'll be in Jacksonville, Florida. Our boys, motherfucking Derek, the maniac mayor, will be on stage, accompanied by his bosom buddy, Josh, a.k.a. Juicy fucking Too Sweet Jones. Woo!
Yeah.
God damn, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Whoa, golden. Fucking gold. Ah, that's freaking great. What are you people smoking?
Please, please, for the love of God, get your tickets. Because, oh my God, the last show that we had, it was, you know, it was the first show. We had our first show out here at the new place. And it was fucking amazing. So I can only imagine when Bob Levy, the Reverend, shows his face up in Jacksonville, Florida. It's going to be an amazing night, guys.
Well, it's awesome, bro. It's new. You know, we got that power creation in our mouths, y'all. You know, it's new. It exists already. And, you know, using the power of suggestion a little bit, just like dropping what people can do into their ear holes really helps you. Really helps you see at least a percentage of what you were anticipating on a bell curve. And we seem to be reaching more people, touching and all that. Down here on the Gulf of Mexico. Okay. It's been taking probably about 5 or 6 years to develop a new, I almost want to call it culture, because for a while people weren't paying for comedy. And nobody who was learning how to do comedy in the first place was getting paid to do it. And I mean, you never quit paying your dues in that respect, but it's really turned into a thing. So I'm tickled to see what all's going on the eastern side of this country, this beautiful country you got here. Yo. feeling the presence on the news today. All I'm hearing is blah 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 comedians, it's a safe space, blah 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 comedians, dark humor or terrorism, you know, or however they're demonizing it. I just feel like you got that responsibility when you are in the driver's seat or when you got a microphone, when you are one person to one crowd. You know, people are going to act like you. You are their hero because you're the bravest person in the room at that point. So I just want all of y'all to keep on keeping on, because I am genuinely, genuinely on fire for this rapid transformational theory healing, y'all. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I see great things. For our future, seriously, business-wise. I mean, we've got so many – little family group spread throughout, and they all want to work together. So, and with Bob Levy wanting to work with us here in Florida and what he's going to do in Florida, I can't spill the beans at the moment, but it's going to be amazing, especially if we have Atlanta and Macon attached to it.
Yeah.
So good things are happening, y'all.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome, bro. And you know how it is, man. Everybody believes the same kind of belief and know that great things are going to happen. It's almost impossible for great things not to happen when that's all that you're going to accept is great things. When you start to get like that, that's what happens. And it's like these doors just start opening that you kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe that that opportunity just was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to get used to that. You know, on the same hand, you are enough. Bottom line.
Oh yeah.
Well, y'all, the comedy has had a bad stretch. And by saying that, I mean, it became a fad where everybody, because their friends and family said, "Hey, you're pretty funny." You know, they consider themselves comedians. They go out there. And when you go to a comedy show, I've been to a few, you know, it's like, I wish somebody was really funny.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, I want to get up there just so the customers can laugh, you know?
Oh, and
I mean, that's bad, and I'm not arrogant, but so when you entertain the crowd, the crowd like we do, see, we have a passion for making people laugh. I do. That's the only reason I do this. It ain't the money. I laugh at the money because they ain't you know?
If people think it is, but it ain't.
Everybody thinks you're luxury. You're not, man. Your economy. You ain't even flying. You're renting a car.
Yeah. And then when you're promoting and producing, I mean, yeah, the money, it gets stretched out thin.
So things don't move as fast, but, you know, stuff like this is real. And you have real people who have a passion that want to bring the entertainment, not just jokes. You know, we're not just going to write jokes and tell jokes. We entertain.
I suck at jokes.
Dude, you're such an entertainer, man. We're all different pieces of the puzzle. We're all different because if we were all the same, the puzzle would never be done. That's what I'm saying?
And the strongest force in the universe is momentum. Oh, you know, yeah. And we've already taken off.
That's what's so awesome.
The slowest part is teaching the audience the difference, and they have to learn that from experience. You know, and that has a lot to do with their conscience. And
if they don't want to book comedy guys, we will find places and rent that son of a bitch out, and we'll do everything ourselves and reap the benefits.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about that. I've been wanting to, like, pitch some ideas. But now that I got the George Mobile and I can come and talk to you guys in person.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to call you. Don't worry.
I got some ideas.
Yes. I'm very, very excited. And with the move that I'm doing, you know, we'll still – we'll still be in PCB, but I'll also be in Macon, Georgia also.
Just be all over the place.
Everywhere. And that way from Macon, you know, I have a place to stay. I can come to you in Jacksonville. You're 2 hours away.
Yeah, and then we're constantly doing stuff over here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, kumbaya.
Y'all so funny. Y'all are just hilarious.
Man, that really gave me goosebumps. He's got such a pretty singing voice.
Yeah.
Season.
That's a lie.
You should hear George sing Elvis songs. Oh, my God, you know.
Do you think Elvis hears him?
Yeah. Here we go. He's for hire also as a musician. He does great weddings and divorce parties. And if you have an event at your nursing home, fake Elvis will come in there and give it to you.
I'll give it to him then too, but in a different way.
George, I have a pocket full of jello.
Man, I can't help it. Every time I sing that, I get a boner. Like,
just don't rub it out on the air this time, okay?
Oh, okay. I won't.
Short on time?
I
got a bonus. Got a minute.
That beautiful melody was brought to you by Curaleaf.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad you got hooked up with that.
Yes, and it was awesome. Let me tell you, if anybody is looking into getting their medical card, you know, because, you know, we have our ailments. Everybody does. And screw doing pharmaceuticals. Get on weed. That's what I did. And
if it's available in your area, if not, talk to Rico's cousin.
Yep, Rico's cousin. We got his number. But yeah, so that's you got to message me private on Facebook for that. But anywho, if anybody hasn't ever done this, it is so cool. Juicy will tell you. We walk up in there and they're like, yes, yeah, this is your first time. I was like, yep, yes, sir, sure is. Oh, well, come here. We're gonna do a little consultation. I said, oh boy, consultation. I was like, yeah, kind of like when you go to the weed guy's house and you sit there and chill and look through all his shit. They call you back there, but it's all clinical now. You go back there and he's sitting there at the chair and he's got the computer and you know, you start using the medical lingo, but it's just like talking to the weed guy because he's telling you all the secrets and the tips and the tricks and get this and get that.
Oh yeah, white coat effect.
Yeah, and it was great. And I tell you what,
looks like an Apple store.
Oh yeah, it is. It's like going to the Apple store. It's like you thought you got some really good shit off the streets.
You have no idea.
Yeah. I was like, good God.
I've never been so compliant.
Oh my gosh, I was so happy.
So legal. I'm enjoying Trulieve's God's Gift and Remedy blend. It's got CBD and God's Gift in there, and I feel wonderful.
Well, you know what? I'm going to try Trulieve my next adventure. So I'm going to go.
Oh, they got a fat hookup too, man. It's like $75 off your $150 purchase, man. That's like 50%
yep,
off.
So I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna try all of them, and I'm gonna like let you guys know what I think of each one of them. That's good.
Hell yeah, get some of that crumble too, man.
You should do that, but you should visit like a mom and pop shop in the area, and
they don't have it. There is no mom and pop distributors in Florida. They're very tight on that.
They are like, all of them are like little clinics, and they're very nice and neat.
They limit so many in each county, and it has to be, there's people still on the waiting list to open up dispensaries, and they cannot because it's heavily regulated. They have to grow their own stuff.
Yep.
From seed.
That's beautiful though. Oh,
that
man.
Is great.
And you know what? It makes it where you kind of, you know, you're not so careless with your stuff. You kind of, all right, because you get so much of edible. You got so much of, like, with me, they gave me where I could do the vapey. But you have to put down, okay, I got this much for edible, this much for vape, and then you can't use it all up. Or, you know, you have to, I don't know, probably go back to the doctor or whatever. But you get pretty much a prescription for it.
But that True Clear, I buy that because it's $60, man. And I've got vape tops I put it in. I make gummies out of it. I mean, you can do anything with True Clear.
Really? So that's like the straight up what you refill your stuff with? Because I seen a little video about that. And I was like, oh, he's refilling his thing.
Yes, sir. I mean, you can pay the $79 or $95 for the gram vape top, but it's easier to pay $60. Order you some vape tops off Amazon for dollar something a piece.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, exactly, man. Look, I'm frugal like a mug. But now I do.
Hold on. Where do you go to get this now?
Oh, Trulieve.
Really?
Yeah, they have the syringes that have the gram in it. And it's called True Clear.
Okay, because I got this little syringe and it's like straight up dissolute, and it's like super hard to push through.
Yeah, is it in a glass syringe?
Yeah.
A vape top. Take the top off. It'll come off. It unscrews. Then take you even a cigarette lighter. You kind of feel like a junkie there for a minute only. You heat up the solution that's in that glass syringe, and also put a little fire to the glass vape top,
yeah.
So it slides down smoothly, and then you shoot it up in there, man, and it fills it up.
Well, this stuff, this new stuff, it is super thick, right? And you get like a little about a rice-sized grain, and you put on a little tiny piece of paper, and then you put that under your tongue, and you use that as an edible. Or if you wanted to, you could dab it and use it on a dab rig. So it's
You put it in a dab pen and hit it all day if you want.
So I just can't get behind dabbing. Anytime you need a blowtorch to do drugs, it seems like a little.
Right.
Oh,
that's why I said, you know, you'll feel like a crackhead for a minute. But
there's
then
a new one they got that's electronic. They got a new little electronic, looks like a little electronic straw. It still looks like something weird, but it heats up and you just go straight to the little dabby dab. You don't have to heat it up.
It's like snorting lines, but you use your mouth.
Yeah, it is. It's still kind of weird. That's why I use mine. I just use it under the tongue. You know?
No, it's a, what's it, a honey catcher or whatever the hell they call it. I've used it on a gram before and about killed myself.
God, I bet.
God bless Ruben. She's new.
Right. Ruben was amazing.
Good old Ruby.
Woo!
Tickled my fancy.
Well, y'all, this is an absolute hoot. I'm studying up for my Certified Seafood Expert certification re-up. Y'all,
yeah,
so I gotta get back to my affairs on the Gulf of Mexico, crustaceans included. But it's just been an absolute joy getting to share some airwaves with y'all this evening. Check us out at the Jerk Shack on September 28th. That is Panama City Beach. Stand-up comedy hypnotical, y'all.
Extravaganza, that's gonna be awesome. Death-defying.
That's awesome. And they got Jamaican food up in there, too. That shit's good as fuck. Get you some oxtails.
Hey,
that's like one of the funniest shows you'll see is with the damn hypnosis, man.
Yeah. And Truett, man, we appreciate you coming out on the podcast, bro. I know you're really trying to get off early so you can go hit the bong again.
Ah.
That's cool. We respect that.
Yeah.
We love you, man. Break your leg, bro.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Enjoy your bong, bro.
Y'all, kill. The lionfish, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do. Please, it lays 1,000 eggs at a time. And it's got a delicate white plate. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, see you, man.
Later, bro.
So, yeah, we are having problems down here with lionfish. Like, for real, they're paying people to go out and kill them. So,
really?
If anybody needs quick $100, come on down. We'll go out there swimming.
Oh, so it's like the ones that'll really fuck you up and what, they start breeding like crazy or something?
Species. One of my buddies is studying to be a park ranger. And, yeah, they're just like kill on sight fish. If I quit myself trying to cook, I'm go down spearfishing with him. But I got second degree burns and I'll get an infection.
Oh, man, that sounds like that'd be fun, bro.
Man, what'd you say, a park ranger? You got a buddy as a park ranger? How you become a park ranger? I want to do
me
that.
Me too.
Dude, he had a two-day, like...
He won't pass drug tests.
On like, sea turtle egg laying and shit. It's fucking awesome. He's doing that, and he's a kayak tour. I took his kayak tour to Florida. Securitop's house and Mr. Rogers' house when he went to college, and there's a reason it was such a good day in his neighborhood. That motherfucker's rich.
Oh, I know he is. Now, does your friend, does he know, like, Yogi and Boo Boo? I mean, is he tight with them?
I mean, there aren't a lot of bears on a lake in Florida, but... to think if a bear tried to attack him, they didn't bring it out. He's just one of those dudes.
He'd throw in the picnic basket. He'd be like, here, motherfucker, I'm out.
It's more of a water moccasin or an alligator attack.
Juice, if you're looking for Boo Boo, she's up here in Macon.
Oh, boy, Honey Boo Boo. Oh, shit.
Oh, Honey Boo Boo. Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo. What's she doing in Macon?
God only knows. I'll tell you what she's not doing is going to college.
Going to what?
I think he said college.
Tyler.
Oh, okay.
Tyler, come back to bed, baby.
Tyler fell and can't get up. Tyler, get up.
Oh, boy.
He's been on that issue for a while.
Uh-oh. Look, if Tiger partying with him and Shaggy, man, I get worried, man. But then they always pull in more puss than I could ever imagine. I'm like, I'm learning from these motherfuckers.
Yep, and I end up just going home and crying and jacking off.
Don't tell people that, man.
My bad.
There's a time and place. We'll talk about that later. But no, it's okay, man. There's nothing wrong with you. You just live around some skank bitches.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have meth to give them, so they're just like, that's how it is.
Well, I mean, I got the meth.
I know, but I mean, if you want to give away meth for that nasty ass toothless blowjob, you go ahead.
I mean, she is the Dixie Whistler, the best blowjob giver this side of the Mississippi.
She's telling you this shit, man. Look, the Dixie Whistler, there's like five of them. I met one in Vegas. Yeah. I met them in South Carolina.
Yeah.
She's not original. She's just like the play pimping, but she really gives good head. You feel me?
But she said she loved me.
Yeah. What does she call you? Does she even say George? What does she call you?
She calls me her big teddy bear. I would chase her around in my underwear.
She calls me her big teddy bear, too.
No fucking way, bro.
We'll go talk to her. Me and you, when I get into town, we'll go talk to her.
Okay. She said she was truer than true, whatever the fuck that means.
She just wants $100. Once I throw $100 down, she's going to take us both.
Oh. Like tag team action, like the old days?
Yeah, like you know, the Eiffel Tower, man.
I remember the Eiffel Tower. You gave me a mushroom bruise that started at the top of my forehead and stopped right at the tip of my nose. It was fucked up.
Well, look, man, I told you we're not crossing swords. That's something we don't do, okay?
Right. Okay.
So we'll call it next time.
I'm not going to fall for that shit twice. I know that.
As long as you're paying, I'm playing.
All right, because I remember that. I got me a new set of dice. I got me a new fucking taser, and it's a badass taser. You know, it ain't going to be like that one the last time when that big motherfucker came at us, and we shot him that one time, and then the second time it didn't do shit. So,
what?
Yeah, so I got that. And, and I got a Mogwai. Remember the last time you were like, Mogwai, whatever.
He was trying to eat my fucking Taco Bell. I told you. I didn't like his little smell. He had a weird smell to him.
That's right. And he kept singing in the back seat. I mean, it's like, Jesus Christ, bro.
He sounded like a fucking chipmunk, man. And I was like, shut him up, man. I had a headache too, man, because I had a weed.
Shut the fuck up!
Luther, where are you? We miss you.
Fucking hey.
It's like, fucking hey, Dan. He probably forgot about us, man, but that's cool. We're tight like that. You know, he's probably like ass deep in a hooker right now, sucking on cheesesteak. I mean, it's like that, you know? You know how we got the salt life?
Yeah.
Philly life is like, they love that Arby's roast beef, man. They're all in.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the roast beef curtains.
Yes, the ones you unfold, the ones that keep you warm around your ears.
Oh, yeah, the ones whenever you're going down on it, you're going.
Exactly. That's exactly the ones I'm talking about. Yeah, and then it makes that gurgling sound once you're done. Yes. Exactly. It's like a toilet flushing or something.
Yeah, man, oh, that's the best. You know what? I like it, like, you know, when you let it set and it ferments and then it gets a little finer. It gets a little flavor.
I like it rolled up like in a sushi roll, you know, and then I unravel it and tie it around my ass because it's like a bungee cord when I'm hitting that pussy. I mean, it's just like slap, 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 and there's a bungee cord just shoving me straight back to her. Yeah, that's pretty crazy, but I miss that.
Oh, that's cool, man. I remember when I was in college, the girl I was messing around with, she was like, "Hi, I got some of those damn straps that I put underneath your bed," and I was like, "Okay, that sounds nice." And she came and she strapped me up. And I thought she was going to damn, you know, do something sexy to me. But the bitch ended up just tickling the fucking shit out of me and made me poop on the bed. And she liked that shit. It was pretty fucked up, but it was pretty cool.
Oh, I know which college that was at. That was crazy. And she really sounded like that, too.
Yep. She really did sound like that. And, like, it was pretty neat because when she got done with me, she did give me a thatter boy and then, like, introduced me to the guy in the closet. That was pretty awesome, too.
Did he have a camera?
Yeah, and it was pretty cool, too, because he kind of sounded like Barry White. He was in the closet singing. Yeah, so he was singing a couple songs. And
he was a director. He was a director.
Yes, it was. He was.
Singing. He was making. Yeah, you're a movie star now, man. You were in a movie. You were in an adult film.
That's right. It was very adult. No, you know, no kid. I wouldn't let any of the kids watch it. You know.
Did he try to like come in on you or anything?
Oh, the guy in the closet.
Yeah.
No, he was just chilling in there. Just was singing some songs. He was singing some Barry Manilow. And then when I got done, he was like, he wanted to know what other song. I told him if he could do the peanut butter jelly song, so the ladies could make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich before I went to bed.
Right? Did they get you some cold milk this time?
Yeah, it was that shitty ass almond milk, but you know, it was pretty. It was all right. Peanut butter and jelly and almond milk. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like water. Anyway. All right, brother. Well, I love you, man.